And here we go. What is up, everybody? I got to adjust my mic real quick.
Yeah, no, me too.
Gets a little too close for comfort on occasion. How you doing today, Chris?
Not too bad. You know, yeah. A little late start to the pod, but can't.
A little late. Hand up. That was me. But speaking of this pod, I'm the king of transitions. You wouldn't get it. Episode 33, people. We got our phone number, 215-278-8898. We're out here with skits, although you might not have seen one in a little over a week. We're hard at work in the writing room.
Yeah, no, we have some good ones coming up.
Trust me.
We really do. Next Wednesday, we have a fire one coming out. We'll have some coming before that.
It's really going to strike you guys, I think.
That one. It's quick, too.
So. Oh, yeah. So, we don't like to waste time, so we're going to hop into our controversial topic slash opinion. A newer segment, but we sort of overhauled this a little bit ago, this whole podcast. But, Chris, what do we got today for the controversial topic?
Yeah, so our controversial topic slash opinion is, should you have to retake the driver's test? And, like, if so, when?
Yeah.
Kinda, right?
Yeah. The driver's test is interesting because you take it at 16 and you're just good for the rest of your life if you pass.
Right. Yeah. No, it's a really weird. But, like, you could be, like, 95, like, senile and, like.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Not really there.
There's been many times when Betty White has tried to take me out, put me on the median and stuff.
Yeah.
They don't
no.
check their mirrors.
No, I know.
No blind spots for them. It's all a blind spot.
In Bristol, I know the speed limit's not that high, but, I mean, I'll have people going 10 miles per hour on Pond Street. And I don't know about you, but some of us got places to be.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Got Grandpa Willard.
Writing his will out for me.
Literally.
I'm prime
scamming him.
NFT. He thinks he's getting an NFT of a chicken.
Yeah.
A monkey or whatever they do. I just don't feel like, this might be a bad example, but like, if I don't know, any test that you take when you're 16, I don't know. I don't think that should be indicative.
Think about being like taking it when you're 16 and then being 90, like how long ago that was.
Thinking back to my consciousness levels at 16, I don't even know how I passed the thing.
I don't even know how I was allowed to drive on the road when, because there were times where, like, I mean, I was like shifting gears while the car was moving, which is like not good.
I remember that.
I think when you're 16, you barely even know how to use your mirrors. It's probably not good that we were on the road.
Chris and I have a running joke that he doesn't really make questionable driving decisions. I'd say he's a really good driver, but you drive with someone. We live very close to each other, so you drive with someone long enough. And you get into some hairy situations with them on the road.
I'll let you go.
When other people are in the car, they'll like be freaking out on occasion, and I'll just be sitting there, passenger seat, just chilling.
Listen, I've never been in an accident. Knock on this fake wood table.
It's real.
And what's it called? I consider myself a person who doesn't panic under pressure.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Like some like 16 will be merging and about to hit me, and I'll just be vibing like, nah, we're good, bro. Like some Christmas vacation type stuff where I'll just be like, nah, we're just going to go under it.
We got Electric Love by Bajorn on. We ain't the remix.
That's
the
what
remix.
I'm saying. Yeah, it's Steve. Just keep staring straight ahead and just vibing.
No questions
Meanwhile,
asked.
The dude's in the back seat's like, yo, dude, you got to do something about this.
Yeah. It's funny. There was one time when there was snow on the ground.
Oh, and we were dropping. Okay, this is the worst.
We were picking a friend up to go sledding. And, I mean, it's not Chris's fault, but he's making a right turn.
And I guess the back tire, like, kicked out, right? And yep. I just started sliding, like, almost into a car. No one was going to die. But,
no.
Like, it was definitely going to be a little accident. And, dude, I am whipping this wheel like a madman trying to maneuver. And, I mean, we were face-to-face with the lady's, like, front, like, window. And
yeah.
And I would just slowly back up and just kept driving.
Yeah. No problem there.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris, there was, should I say the story about the one when we were driving home from Jay Carr's house?
I mean, that's up to you. I mean, I don't really care.
I mean, let's just say, without too many details, there was a point where all four of Chris's wheels were off the ground.
That wasn't my fault. Like, that was a really steep hill.
I mean, dude, I forget what song we had on, but I looked over and saw the speedometer at 80. I was like, okay, I think the speed limit's 40. Yeah. And then I saw 95, and it went up.
I mean, no. Now I drive like a snail, though, because I got, like, when I was, like, 17, I got, like, two tickets.
Yeah.
And, like, now I literally am, like, go, like, slower than the speed. Like, you could consider me those 65-plus people who are driving really slow.
Yeah.
Because I just don't feel like going to court's a pain in the ass. Like, you shouldn't drive that fast anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
Like I said, our point is when you're 16, 17, you're just an idiot, honestly.
Yeah. But back to this. So when do you think you should have to retake the driver's test, and how often?
Yeah, we were talking about this. I kind of proposed the idea of, like, all right, like, you turn 65, time for retirement. Yeah. All right, you got to retake the test at 65, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then every 5 years, you got to take, like, a competency kind of...
Okay.
Test. Maybe not exactly the same as, like... I don't know if you need to know how to parallel park, but, like, at least do the driving part where they're like, okay, like, you at least can, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm kind of getting at?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I've seen people that, I mean, old people that look like there's no one even in the car.
Yeah, no.
I don't know how they see the road.
Yeah, I've seen old people that look like a bag of bones driving, you know what I mean? Like, they're skeleton.
Yeah, and it's no knock on them.
No. I mean, what else you got to do at that age, you know?
You're retired, yeah.
You need something to keep you going, right?
But let's be real. The DMV lines are already unreal.
Yeah, no, but now they have, like, these driving schools that they didn't have when we were. They're, like specifically where you can get your driver's test done at. Like, you don't need to go to the DMV. Okay. Like, did you ever see, like, John's driving school or something?
I did drive John's driving school.
That's, like, one way that they're, like, kind of getting rid of, like, because no one likes the DMV.
Yeah.
Right? You get your ticket. You're sitting there for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I had a... I was on a driving test, and I feel bad saying this because, like, it's not really a knock on the guy, but we were driving, and he kept telling me to, like, take this weird route. So we stop at his house.
Oh, wow.
And he goes in, and I'm sat there in the driver's seat for 10 minutes, just sort of nodding my head, and he comes back with Swedish fish and a big gulp.
Wait. Like, that's how you passed that day, or, like you went to driving school?
I didn't, that was just a lesson.
It was a lesson. Okay. I thought like that was part of the test.
No.
Like, I was like, dude, that's weird. Well, it's funny because I had a driving lesson, similar thing happened. Like, so like the guy picked me up, I drove, right? And then he's like, starts telling me where to go, right? And I'm like, that's weird. And then we end up at this house, right? And then another person comes out of the house, gets in the car, and drives me to my house.
Oh, no, that's how it's supposed to happen.
No, I know. But the person was like a foreigner, barely understood English, and that's not even the point. The point is they were an awful driver, and, like, I actually was terrified the whole ride home. Like, there has to be some, like, liability there, right?
I actually had the same experience because...
Oh, you did?
The person that hopped into my car after, I believe they were either from... They were from
Mine
somewhere...
Mine was from France or something.
I was literally about to say France. And... He said, all right, let's take off. This is the driver. I'm in the back seat now on my phone. And the dude just goes really fast and stops on a dime. And I'm like, we're in a cul-de-sac. What's going on?
You know how the driver also has a brake on his side?
Yeah.
Dude, it's so weird when you're driving and he's pressing the brake, or she, and I'm like, what the hell?
He grabbed the... Dude, it was so weird. I was turning right and doing a regular right turn. And midway through, he grabs the wheel, and he's like, yo!
Yeah, those drivers be spazzing for no reason.
And I'm like, I am under control.
Yeah, no, really, though. He's like, all right, dude, you're going a little fast. I'm going, like, 45 on I-95. Like,
yeah. I failed my first driving test.
Really?
Yeah, because the lady said that I rolled the stop sign. I did not roll the stop sign.
No, I passed. I passed both the first time, but some of us just excel at certain things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I won't lie. The parallel parking is the only part that I think everyone's, like, stressed as hell about.
Yeah.
At least personally. Like, that was just, like... But, like, I look at the spot now. It's massive. Like, being in Philly, dude, I could parallel park a damn, like, 16-wheeler.
Oh, my God.
You just get used to it.
Yeah, you really do.
You know?
I don't know. They should implement something.
Yeah. But, I mean, to wrap up this topic, I mean, do we kind of agree that, like what's your take? Like, my take was 65 or older, you should have to take it. And then maybe every 5 years, some form of competency test. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that idea. I think once you're retired, you probably have a little more time on your hands. And
that's not too much to ask.
Not too much to ask, and I think it keeps the roads safer. Now, let's be real. There should also be some people that have, like, road rage and stuff, and they're literally in your tailpipe on 95 in the left lane.
Oh,
that should probably have their license revoked, too.
Yeah, well, no. Like, if you're in the left lane, though, you should be going quicker, I feel like.
Yeah, but we all know the people that will start... lighten their high beams when they're coming in hot, like they own the road.
Oh, no, trust me. I hate people who ride my ass, but, like, that's when I get really angry. Like, I can get some serious road rage. Like, right in front of your house, actually, on Pond Street, one time, like, I was, like, pulling out, and this guy was going so quick, and, like, we both stopped in the middle of the road, and, like, I thought, like, in front of your house it was going to be, like, a blood fest. Like, actually.
Huh. I'm glad it wasn't.
Yeah. Big Steve would have been mowing the lawn and just, you know, sees me, like, I don't know, either getting my ass kicked or...
He's got his shirt off, sunglasses on. He comes in for backup.
Yeah, literally. Him and Poppy come in for backup.
Yeah, it'd be over.
Yeah,
Muffy
it would be a wrap.
It'd be over.
But yeah, what about our headlines that caught our eyes this week, guys?
Uh-huh.
We got two good ones, right?
Uh-huh. Well, our first one everyone's pretty much talking about it, is yeah. Elon Musk has bought Twitter for $45
billion. Yep, I think it was about $45 billion. Pretty much the initial asking price.
Interesting.
It's kind of weird because they like enacted the poison pill, which like, is supposed to fight against takeovers, but then they ended up selling it. It's a really confusing thing. Like I didn't think they were going to let him buy it.
Yeah, so we're going to, I don't know. I think it's a step in a good direction. I would say.
I think we're talking about this. Like ideally, our scenario is like not the billionaires just buy whatever they want.
Yeah.
And like you know own these companies. But I also wasn't a big fan of the CEO before. Actually, I like the newer CEO versus Jack Dorsey.
Mm.
But I think it is a step in the right direction. Right.
It's because I think yeah. I mean, free speech is essential. I think everyone should agree on that. Now I don't mean that people like we talked about this yesterday. People that are. That some really messed up stuff, especially
yeah, like
with
grievous
like,
acts that yeah. are like actually illegal,
like like crimes.
Yeah,
crimes should not be tolerated.
Yeah,
and
like
they
talked
be,
about on there or like flaunted.
They should be restricted. But also, Elon talked about getting rid of bots.
Yeah,
which,
that's what me and you were talking about. It's like probably the most important thing right now. I agree with.
Excuse me, it's huge. I mean, we were talking about if you look at someone like Barstool Sports comment section or any of those
God.
Big accounts. It's insane how many bots there are.
It'll be like, click the link in my bio to see my nudes. It's like, dude, like I'm just trying to like list, like get like some sports updates. Like, this
yeah.
is really obnoxious.
Yeah, it's weird.
And I was talking to you. I found out like why that a lot of the companies don't get rid of bots is because like for their stock mm-hmm. share price, they love to have all these
oh,
users
yeah.
on there. So to like get rid of those bots accounts obviously looks worse to shareholders and you know investors. So they
mm-hmm.
just kind of don't get rid of them. But taking it private like Elon Musk, he can get rid of bots because it won't really affect the shareholders as much.
Exactly.
Which is awesome. Like I hate bot accounts.
Is it just me or are there, it feels like once a week I get a request to follow me on Instagram from some girl that I know, but it's her private account. Private meaning like. Inappropriate.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think
selling
a lot of
content.
Girls have, like, their accounts, like, not, like, hacked. Well, some do have them hacked,
yeah.
but, like they'll just, like, use their name to make a fake OnlyFans. It's really weird,
it's
actually.
So weird. It's so weird.
Yeah, well, I've never had a guy's, though. That's really weird, isn't it?
Well, obviously.
Well, guys can have OnlyFans.
Yeah, but who's watching
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Who's watching
yeah,
that? Other guys.
That's a good point. Yeah. I've actually never heard anyone say they subscribe to a guy's.
So, yeah, it's so weird to get those because I'm like, wait. Every time I'm like, oh, this person already followed me. I go, they have
yeah.
three followers, 99 following, and it's like, DM me for pics. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's really weird. I always feel bad for whoever gets hit with that.
The best is the people that you see that follow them.
Oh, dude, that's a great point. You always see, like even, like, one of your boys follows them, or, like, someone you're, like, you know, like, you, like, think is funny, like, damn,
yeah.
man, you're really down bad.
There was this one I could so easily tell it was a Temple spam account that was not real. And was posting pictures of a girl, and I saw this freshman that I met in film class follow them. I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
yeah.
like,
it's actually
on,
really
dude.
Funny when I see people follow.
Don't be that down bad.
Like,
come
dude,
on.
Like, you know it's fake, but, like, they have that, like, little glimmer.
They
of
have that
like,
hope. They're
yeah.
like,
That's actually really funny. But, yeah, I mean, I guess our goal is, like, or, like, our positives from it are, like, ideally everyone has a voice without, you know.
Yeah.
Anything crazy, like, you know. Like
yeah.
There's always going to be, like, barriers, ideally.
Well, people think that, I mean, you in a way, you want all the opinions out there, because why would you not want to hear, the way that we learn as humans is just to hear other people's perspectives on the world and then sort of audit them with our own.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree.
So,
and like, really, who's sitting in a room and like telling you what's true and what's not necessarily? I'm not a conspiracy.
No,
guy.
Yeah,
I actually
yeah.
hate conspiracy theories.
I don't like.
I'm them. Just saying, like, to have like one or two people making the decision if something like is a fact or not. I don't know. It seems a little weird.
Think back to the Shakespeare quote that we ended last episode with. There's nothing either objectively good or bad. It's thinking that makes it so. So we should be able to free up that thinking so that we can progress as a race. And find those truths that
yeah.
we have.
I kind of hate the algorithms. Like if we watch that one Netflix documentary that talks about how they cater algorithms to you, like,
uh-huh.
I don't want to see stuff just on the left and just on the right and just
mm-hmm.
this. I want to see stuff on both sides, and then I want to yeah. formulate my own opinion, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to be shoveled one side or the other, right?
Yeah, the algorithms definitely contribute to people.
The extremists.
Yeah, because if you're consuming a lot of this type of content or that type, you know what? There's probably people out there that never really had a strong political opinion.
Exactly my point.
And they maybe liked a Biden tweet or a Trump tweet once, and now they're diehard on either side because
that is literally my point. And I think that's how we get divided. It's because now you have algorithms feeding into whatever side you might even just slightly prefer. Yeah. And then it makes you go like crazy for one side, like, oh, no, well, you didn't. Did you see this article? And then the person on the other side is like, well, did you see this one? Well, you guys are both being fed information on only one side. I've like just been through taking like pre-law classes, like learned like so much about how like both sides are wrong in a lot of ways.
Oh yeah,
like there is no one good side.
No,
there are good. There are pros to each side. There are cons to each side.
Like everything, do you think that it's the responsibility of the person? Let me start over and collect this thought. Do you think it's a responsibility of the consumer or the producer of content, information, or anything like that, media, to if there's a falsehood? I mean, what I mean is...
No, I get completely what your question is. I do.
Like, is it people's fault that they don't know any better?
Yeah, I would blame, like, 85% of it on the producer.
Okay.
Like, honestly. Like, I do think it is up to the person at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, yeah.
To make, like, a conscious decision. But I just think when you're being fed this stuff all day, it's almost like a brainwashing. And, like, at some point, you can't stop yourself from doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's like almost like someone's putting something in your face the whole time. So I do think it comes down to, like, these producers. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Sure. That said, there also is an aspect of you should... As an adult, especially, like with kids, I get it. But as an adult, especially, you should be able to sort of, like, look at thoughts that you have and look at them objectively and say, that's true, that's not true. You know, you should be able to audit your thoughts. I use the word audit a lot, but it's a good word. Yeah, so Elon bought Twitter. We'll see, I guess.
Yeah,
we'll
see what happens. I mean, the only time will tell, right? I like... Elon running it better than the people before. I actually, the lead counsel prior to this, I was really not a big fan of, so.
Okay.
I'm interested to see. There's actually a lot of allegations coming out against them. There might be a lot of lawsuits for things they did, so we'll see. Yeah.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, but what about our next article? We got a funny one, right?
Yeah, this is Mike Tyson punching someone on a plane.
Oh, man.
You know more about this, I think. A little more.
Yeah, a little bit. So pretty much Mike Tyson was like, you know, getting on a plane, obviously... I'd say most people know who Mike Tyson is. And I guess a fan saw him and they were like, oh, like, let me get a picture. And he was super cool, apparently. Took a picture with him, even talked it up with him. But they got on the plane and, like, you know, you sit down, you start to get ready for it to take off. Well, apparently this guy's seat was directly behind him. And he's, like, hovering over him, talking to the whole time. His boys videoing him. They're laughing. And I think this went on for, like, 20, 25 minutes. And Mike Tyson told him repeatedly, like, dude, you got to stop. Like, I'm like, I took a picture with you. I talked to you. But, like, you know. This is like my time. Like, I like some personal space. Like,
yeah.
Especially with COVID going on. I'm not even, not like the crazy person about it, but like, you know, I don't want someone in my face that I don't know, right?
Yeah.
And I guess he just had enough of it and just whammed on him.
Yeah, right? I saw the video. He hit him a good few times and you could hear it.
And Mike Tyson said after, some people today just need to get punched in the face. And like, I don't condone violence, but I'm just going to leave it at this. I don't disagree with him because that's kind of annoying.
What can you do at that point? If you told them to stop, they keep annoying. I mean, at some point, they're treating you like not a human.
Yeah, no,
they
wouldn't
do this to other people.
And like, I think it's different than like the Will Smith thing because like the one guy's a comedian, made one joke. It's not like he just kept coming at Jada or something, right?
Yeah,
it's like he was just like, Jada, you're this or that. But like this dude's like literally at a certain point, it's like, dude, you're in my like comfort space. Comfort zone. Like it's weird.
Yeah, and I mean, let's be real. Like in the olden days.
Oh.
The dude would be dead.
Yeah, no, Mike Tyson, he's lucky because Mike Tyson had little room to give punches. If he was in open space, that dude might never live to see another day.
Yeah, I mean, that's Mike Tyson we're talking about.
Retired time, I'd still be terrified of him.
Is Mike Tyson, is he doing all right?
Yeah, no, I listen to his podcast all the time. So, like, the one thing about Mike Tyson is he does, like, he does, like, the dabble with his drugs. Like,
I heard
like
he
not
does
like
mushrooms.
Heroin. He does, like, exactly, like mushrooms. Not our thing, but, hey,
no.
Man, if that makes you feel good, have at it. But, like, overall, like, the thing it is, he's usually, I listen to his podcast every week, super laid back, like, really chill. So when I found that out, I was like, honestly, that's, like, surprising to me. So this dude must have really been.
He has a podcast?
Yeah, it's
Mike
actually
Tyson.
Really good. He's super cool on it, and you just, like, I like boxing and MMA, and he has a lot of those guys on there.
Everybody's got a podcast these days, man.
Yeah, literally. That's
what
why
are
we're,
we, yeah.
we're, like, fighting.
We're fighting the demons out here, but we're taking our own ulterior route to where we're headed. Mike
Tyson.
Well,
on here you learn everything.
What's that?
On here we teach everything, right?
Yeah, anything.
We got philosophy. We got headlines of the week.
Comedy.
We got some controversial topics. What we consider comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, which we'll get into that.
Make fools of ourselves.
Make an absolute fool of ourselves. But it's fun. I hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much more to say besides Tyson rocked the dude. And they were saying he was bloodied. He had, like, two scars.
Tyson didn't get a chance to wind up. Like, those planes are tight. He just kind of gave him, like, you need to get hit, man, to learn your place.
I like how after it happened, Tyson just looked really chill.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I watched the video. Like, the dude would have been pissing me off if he was doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I can't say I wouldn't have been able to hold myself back.
Yeah, it was first class, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's weird. I don't like that. Because it's cool to get a picture with someone and everything, but...
And even chop it up if he wants to.
Yes.
But after, like, you can kind of get, like... You know, read conversation, read people's...
Emotional intelligence,
exactly.
Dude. You need to have it, because if not, you end up like that dude, and his only goal at the time is, oh, I gotta get a picture with Mike. Oh, I'm so sick, I'm so sick.
Well, on the technical note, maybe he was trying to get a bag, because he's probably gonna get some money for that, a good amount of money, so...
That's just weird, dude. Yeah. Like, people actually are skilled at stuff, and creative, and trying to find their way in the world, and make stuff, and like... I don't know, just excel, and then you're just sitting here like, if I piss this person off enough,
yeah,
they'll punch me and I'll get money.
Well, it's not a bad gig.
No.
No, they're doing a lot better. He's going to be doing a lot better than we are right now. So.
Yeah, well, at least we live our truth.
Yeah, sort of. All right, well, that was fun. Our reactions, right? Our Reddit reactions, guys.
Reddit reactions. An interesting segment we got here, our Reddit reactions. They're always fun to do because... Like we say, it takes the pressure off us a little bit.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Usually they're pretty funny.
Yes, so we have this week, it was an Ask Reddit. It said, what is the laziest thing you've ever done? What is the laziest thing you've ever done? I think without further ado, I'll get into the first one.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one says, I was laying in bed with the light on and wanted to go to sleep with it off. I called my house from my cell phone and asked for myself in a disguised voice. When my mom came in to bring me the phone, I asked her to turn the light out when she left. Hung up both phones and went to sleep. Wow.
No, dude, that's genius.
Someone below says, how are you not a supervillain yet?
Yeah.
That was so evil and genius.
Yeah.
And a person below says, you effing legend. I like to imagine you didn't go for a normal voice and settled for a Nigerian prince. Like, in The Voice. He didn't just go for, like... Hey, is this Jim? He was like,
it's so funny how, like, the simple tasks sometimes I just can barely get myself to do.
Dude, you know what I've realized? I mean, let's take editing, for example. Editing is sort of easy when you just do it.
Yeah, kind of.
Editing a video?
Yeah, sometimes it can be, like, a little pain in the ass.
Yeah, I know that.
You gotta, like, piece things together and, you know.
But we would be so much better off if we just didn't complain about things.
For sure.
And just did them.
Like, I think even something like taking a shower sometimes can be like sometimes you just gotta, like, what I do, I'm just like, all right, just get in it. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, waiting and waiting. You know what I mean? Like, stupid stuff like that, or, like, doing your laundry or something.
I agree.
Now, the laundry I can really put off, man. I'll, and then I always regret it. And I'm always like, all right, next time you'll do it, like, 4 days in or 5 days in. And then I'm, like, 3 weeks in, then it takes me, like, 4 hours to fold.
Yeah,
that's the one thing I'm excited to move back home, guys. I miss when my meemaw, my nanny, would do my laundry. You know?
Yeah, when we go back, I mean, it's gonna be food, laundry.
Actually, you can't beat it.
We do laundry at my house now. My parents are preparing for the empty nester life. Let's say that.
Oh, really? So you have to do it?
Yeah.
No, I mean that's good.
I mean,
like, my meemaw is just like, my grandma is just like, no. Baby me. So I'm going to ride that out.
No, I would. I mean, no, my parents are great, but I think stuff like that, I'm always about it when they say stuff like that. I'm like,
oh, yeah,
that's a good point.
For sure.
My sisters are like, great, here's another thing.
Yeah. Well, like that's funny because like back in the day, like a couple of years ago, I'm like living at home in high school and like I never did a dish. And, like, my dad would always be like, dude, you got to do the dishes. But now that I'm older, I understand what he's saying. Like, why couldn't I just wash it off, put it in the dishwasher? But now, you know, I grew up, I matured, and now I do my dishes.
So. Well, there's so many things that we just say, oh, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that.
It's
insane. Takes 15 minutes to learn, like, cooking eggs. I know a lot of people that say, I don't know how to cook eggs. Dude.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like in high school, I like never made food except like maybe a PB&J. But like now, I prepare all my food. Like I don't even like other people to cook for me because like I like to know what I'm eating.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like
the PB&Js I was eating in high school were unreal.
Me and Steve had like a battle for who could make a crazier like PB&J or like pork roll egg and cheese sandwich. We'd be like snapping. I'd be like, oh, that's it.
No, I really did think a bagel with bacon, a ton of ketchup,
a ton of pork
cheese,
roll.
Eggs. I ate two of them in the morning, and God. I was like, man, I am the epitome of health.
But nothing slapped better than that.
No, I would go back every
day.
Dude,
I would go back to high school just so I could do that. And like, when I was trying to like bulk sophomore and junior year, I would actually buy Special K protein cereal and eat a box of it a day. And I was like, everyone was like, yo, how are you getting jacked? And I was like, oh, dude. Watch this.
Yeah.
Just get that and dump some sugar in it, and you just go nuts after school every day. That, and I'd like toast like bagels and just slap peanut butter all over.
Oh my God! Like if you don't care about diet, there is so much fun to be had.
Oh my God, so much fun, and you never enjoy it in the moment, you know.
Oh man.
Yeah. Now we're eating like quinoa and flax seeds.
Yeah. Just to buy a like or something.
Yeah, literally.
I do feel here's the thing. I feel a lot better.
I do feel a lot better. You're right.
I can think a lot clearer, and I don't even remember how I thought back then.
Yeah, no, like I my brain was probably rocks.
Yeah, it really was. Like, I was just like, more cereal. I need to lift heavy dumbbell.
Like that was really the only thing on my mind in high school. Like, I didn't care about school.
It was like, what time is our Madden draft tonight?
Yeah.
What's going on in the Minecraft world? And how much did I bench yesterday?
Yep.
And what time's work?
We really had the life, man. You go to school. I never took it serious. You mess around the whole time. And then you come home, go to the gym.
Yeah.
And then you just play video games all night. I mean, you couldn't beat it.
No. But, in hindsight, I'm like, man, I couldn't beat that. But now it's like I got all these...
Now you have responsibility.
Whack goals that
like,
I want.
Like, see, you're graduating. And you got 6 months, and you got to start paying your loans back.
Yep.
I'm procrastinating. I'm pushing it back 3 more years.
Yeah, we'll talk when we're 30.
Yeah, you're not lying about that.
Nah, this pod's going to blow up.
Yeah, that's facts. Yep. I'm dropping out of school.
Yeah, the house is going to blow up before the pod blows up. Yeah, you take this next one.
All right, bet. Hold on.
I'm like ordering you around. I didn't even mean it like that.
We need to get a sponsor.
Yeah, badly.
All right, our next reaction, it's the litter box.
Okay.
So the story is, I was drunk one night and decided the bathroom was too far away. So I pissed in my cat's litter box. Didn't feel like cleaning it up in the morning, so I just threw the whole litter box in the garage. Or in the garbage.
Wow.
Dude, that's like, there's levels to that.
There's levels to that laziness.
You know what? I have a funny story. So, like, this doesn't involve me, but, like, at nighttime, sometimes I'll hear our back door open. And, like, you know, we're in North Philly. I got to be a little careful someone's not breaking in, right? And then I'll hear, like, right? So in the morning, I'll be like, yo, Mr. Chris, what was our roommate? I was like, what's that sound? Like, what are you doing back there, bro? Like, I'll hear can shuffling. He's like, oh, honestly, I was too lazy to go to the bathroom, so I just peed in the backyard. And he does this all the time. So I've just gotten used to it.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get it, though. It's kind of genius. As a guy.
I feel like it takes the same amount of time.
Yeah, well, one of my more sadder moments in my college history is sophomore year when I peed in a bush in front of 7-Eleven in front of a cop. That didn't go over so well for me, guys.
No.
You know, luckily I'm not a sex offender.
Well, imagine being in a room across, and you're just up late grinding a project, and you just see Crisp.
I mean, that's exactly what happens. or not even that. It's, he gets drunk and it's so late at night that I'm honestly in bed staring at the ceiling and I'm hearing sounds. I'm terrified. And then I just hear him like peeing, you know?
I don't think I could ever bring myself to pee in the litter box.
The litter box?
The litter box, no.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's a little odd. I'm not going
to
lie.
Speaking of,
right.
We used to call his room the litter box.
Yeah, that's pretty. Hey, this all comes full circle.
It all does, dude.
You know? His room is a litter box.
I mean, yeah, not far from it.
Stinks, you know. I
just can't relate, man. I feel like just go to the bathroom and get it done, and getting back to bed's gonna feel great afterwards. Like I got up at, it was like 5 a.m. today, and I looked at my alarm and I thought, oh my God, let's go. I have 2 more hours of sleep. That is the best
feeling. No, that's the best feeling.
That is the best feeling. When you just say, oh, this is beautiful. And you're almost trying to just stay in that state forever.
Well, I don't know if you experience this, but sometimes when I wake up at like, all right, let's say I want to wake up like 8:30,
yeah.
But I wake up at like 6:37. Sometimes I feel better when I wake up at this, like I'll wake up 6 or 7, I feel like great. But I'll be like, all right, but you still have 2 more hours, it's great, go back to bed. Then yes. I wake up at 8:30 and I feel like I'm dying.
Yes.
Like, how does that make any sense? Like, could someone explain that phenomenon to me, how I go back to sleep, get another hour and a half, 2 hours sleep, and feel worse?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Well, it's REM. It's that REM sleep, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. That's not a bad point.
I don't know, man. I don't know. What I do know is that we got a great sponsor here for you today.
Yeah.
And
they're currently smoking cigarettes on the set. You guys, you can't do that in here.
We just don't even care anymore.
And now, now they're ashing it out on my pillow. All right. Right back.
One of them's got a firearm.
Yeah, we got to handle these guys.
Is that a...
Coming this June, a short film directed by Stephen Konovich, starring Christian Puri as a police officer. A psychological thriller short film about a troubled man giving the eulogy at his girlfriend's funeral, the truth of her demise being revealed with each line of his speech. The film is titled Daisy. Production begins this Friday, April 29th, as the team will shoot 3 days in a row in Mount Airy and historic Bristol Borough, PA. Additionally, we are still taking donations, which you can find on indigo.com/daisy or on @daisyshortfilm2022. The link is in the bio.
And that is on Instagram. Your donations will go to anything from casting, equipment, or catering for our generous extras and talent, all in all helping this project get made.
Reach out to daisyfilm2022@gmail.com for any questions you have.
We look forward to screening Daisy in Bristol Borough this summer. Stay tuned. Okay. All right, what up?
Oh, no, you're good.
Yeah, so good commercial there. I've heard a lot of things about that film as the director. Let me just say, we've put a lot of work into pre-production, a ton of work, meticulous detail. It's cool how much detail goes into it. It's also very grueling, but I've enjoyed every second. Looking forward to sharing it with you guys. This is my first short film, will not be my last. But let me just say, if you're interested in donating, I remember who supported me at the beginning. I have a great memory.
Yeah. So for sure,
the return on investment will be rather nice.
Yeah, and this is actually serious for once, guys. This might be the only serious commercial we ever put out. So
yeah, this is for real, and we'll actually we'll use the trailer that we make to actually put it out. One of these days, probably going on June, but this is real short film I'm doing. Yeah, we don't just do comedy here. Comedy. Chris and I have some other scripts that we're working on too.
Yep.
So
I'm about to be the best cop you guys will ever see.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No lines, but I'll look like one. What a bad time to play a cop. You know what I mean? People are probably gonna throw tomatoes at me.
No, you'll be good. We'll keep you safe as an actor. Good. Okay, so let's hop into our listeners' questions. We have one per week. They've been coming in rather... It's a nice river that we have there. Right? It comes in, it flows well, and a question comes in. And
there's always a good question each week, I feel like, that we're like, all right, bet.
It might be it might be the same person asking a lot, because I see the number a lot. But it's a good diverse
fine.
Yeah. So we appreciate you, whoever's asking these. But this week's listener question is, what's the best/funniest compliment you've ever gotten?
Yeah, I like this one a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Oh, no. I thought you were going first. My bad.
Okay. Best compliment I've ever gotten was from, I'm not sure if he listens, but my boy Dennis McGee. He told me once that I was a conversational genius.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think you're good at having conversations.
Thanks.
With anybody, which is a good, a very important trait that I feel like not a lot of people have.
Thanks. So. Yeah, it was a good one to get. Funniest was probably, I've probably gotten a few "you're cute for your height" ones that stung when I was like 5 foot in high school.
Oh really? Damn! I thought you were saying now. I was like, shit, who's saying that?
You know what? The ones that stung the most were when I first got to high school and I was a freshman, and I literally looked like a 4'9" teddy bear.
Yeah.
Were these girls that were towering over me and were like, "Oh my gosh, you're so cute." And
oh,
I was like,
"Oh, dude, that is
right.
bad."
So yeah. Like, take me to Build-A-Bear.
But at least when they see you now, it's like, "Oh wow, Steve grew a lot."
Yeah.
Like me, I've been the same height since like 6th, 7th grade. Like people thought I was gonna be tall, literally.
Yeah.
Man, it all comes around, right?
What goes around comes around.
It all comes around.
What's your biggest?
Yeah, like the best / funniest comment I ever got. Like I've had multiple people tell me that. Like I have like a very weird but funny sense of humor.
Yeah.
So like I like that one. I'm like, yeah. I mean, I say like stuff that you probably don't hear every day, but a lot of people think it's funny. So.
Yeah, I think we share it.
Yeah, for sure. Now, when we're together, it's really bad.
It's really funny,
though. But people like it, yeah.
You know what we said is that, we've said this before, it's like, not everyone gets it, but everyone laughs.
That's the most accurate way you can put this podcast together. Like, you wouldn't get it, but I think at least one time during this podcast, you'll get a chuckle, at least.
We saw, last night, we saw Everything Everywhere All at Once was a good movie.
Yeah.
That confirmed for me, I still have to write my Letterboxd review, mm-hmm. That confirmed for me that every idea that I have is valid
and not insane,
because that was a weird movie and it worked so well
because like the whole time you thought you're gonna anticipate something,
yeah,
something else happened, like crazy stuff. Guys, watch it. Like, we recommend it was really good.
I really liked it. There was so much creativity with it, and what more is creativity than things that people don't usually think about? But like, when's the last time that I can't remember the last time that I created something and it was just weird.
Yeah, I mean, probably this podcast, our commercials, like, yeah. They're pretty weird. Like,
but it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, if I try to explain it to someone, though, like they're like, who is Newt? Like, I don't know. He's fictitious.
Newt's not around anymore.
Yeah, no, he's in the air vents.
But that's the stuff that makes life actually fun, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because if you take everything, like, serious and too stoic, like, then, yeah. Like we get very stoic on this podcast in our philosophical section. But, like, we're not constantly like that. Like, you know what I mean? You got to have fun, like, throughout the day.
You have to.
Like, we mess around all the time.
Yeah, and it's so much fun.
You need to know when's the time, right?
Last night, we're in our living room, and we were all just doing Joker voices.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how normal that is, but I love it.
Going in depth with them. Like, I'm talking getting into character.
Yeah. I can't even say what you're saying.
I almost blacked out at how much I was in character.
It was just funny because I was eating dinner and you and our other roommate were just kept doing it, and I was like choking on my broccoli because I thought it was so funny.
I just think stuff like that is really, I mean, that's stuff that like is the joy of life.
Yeah,
you
I agree.
Think about trying to be cool and everything. There's no such thing as cool
for
anymore,
sure.
I don't think. But there never really was.
I told Steve, I had like the saddest dream of all time. It was like 2 days ago, I woke up and like, 10 seconds before I woke up, I like told a joke, and like I thought this girl in the dream was gonna think it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Right? And she stared at me and gave me the dirtiest look, and I woke up. And I literally was like, dude, like, God, are you trying to tell me something? Because if you're gonna say it, just put me out of my misery. Let me get hit by a Mack truck.
Yeah,
like,
just
holy hell.
Have someone take down the pot.
What a hell of a dream, right?
Lil Kodak said it best. They really don't want to see you winning.
Yeah, well, we experienced that.
They really don't.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like, when did it... I saw this TikTok. It was like, when did it become not cool to try something and try to succeed? It's everyone is just caught up with, how does this affect me, and not how does this inspire me?
Yeah. No, that's fair for sure.
And it's brutal, but it, you know... It's okay, because I think one thing that I at least get better at every day, is care less about what people think, but care more about people.
Yes, 100%. That movie yesterday actually had a good message.
Great message.
Couple. It's funny because we took different things away from it.
We did.
You know? I took it to just mean, like, life isn't so serious sometimes. And we take everything so serious. But that's just because you're taking it serious, it might not actually be that serious. I mean, there are some things like, you know, terminal illnesses and stuff. Like, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, like, some things that we, like, really get, like, worried about in a day just honestly aren't that serious. Like, humans, sometimes we are dumb and overthink things.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. We were talking about this. It's like, we are just, like, things of flesh, and I believe a spirit, but we've just learned a language throughout evolution. Like, us sitting here talking on a podcast, imagine showing this to a caveman.
Yeah, well, we had a funny conversation yesterday. We were talking about, like, for some reason, I just randomly brought this up. I was like, because what we were talking about was kind of crazy. And I was like, dude, like way back in the day, like people just stared at each other, didn't even talk, and they just started making up like, you know, words, and then, like, you start laughing at things. And like, it's gotten to the point where like I was joking around about a shrimp, and like we were just laughing. I'll leave it at that.
Literally.
And yeah, we were just cracking up. So it's kind of funny.
It's all fun. It really is all fun when you let it be fun. And one of my big takeaways from Everything Everywhere All at Once, go check it out in theaters, was comparison really is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
If you start thinking about,
I like that a lot,
every different way that your life went and not how it's going now, then...
Or comparing it to other people's lives.
Yes.
Who actually, a lot of people on social media's lives probably aren't as good as it's portrayed.
No.
I would guarantee that.
That's something that I mean, the things that I'm doing now, my success equals getting big and having people sort of bring you to a level of fame, let's say. That said, I really, really think that we both have good, really good outlooks. We're going to learn so much.
For sure.
But at the very least, think about how much we prioritize being happy and feeling good.
Yeah.
And doing things that scare us and excite us.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's beautiful, man.
No, it really is. It's awesome. And what the hell else was I going to say? I lost my entire train of thought.
Yeah. Also that there's no, like, everything has beauty, I think, no matter what the situation is. I mean, obviously, there's some situations that are really, really poor, but everything's got beauty.
Dude, I wanted to say something very, very cool, but now I can't remember it. Now I'm mad.
Maybe it was life happens for you.
Oh, no,
to
I was
going to
say this. Wait, let me say it quick before.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, like our friends, we, like, never take pictures. Like, for some reason, which is a good and bad thing, because I know a lot of people who have to document everything, and I think it ruins the experience. We, on the other hand, we all just have so much fun, and we don't care if anybody else knows it, sees it. We literally just have a good time. None of us post on social media much, you know what I mean, besides, like, this podcast, but that's not really to, like, brag about how much fun we're having.
Yeah.
And that is, like, one good thing I think I like about our friend group, is that, like, we're not trying to, like, be like, look at us, we're out this weekend having a great time. You might see me post something drunk on my Snapchat story. But that's honestly just me thinking, like, I'm not trying to, like, show off anything.
No, it's literally...
Trust me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so, like, that's, like, we definitely should start taking more pictures as friends so we remember things. But we have them in our Snapchat camera roll, right?
I wish... So what I was going to say is I wish we had a friend that took a bunch of pictures.
Yes.
But I'm just going to start taking candid pictures of everyone because I want...
For sure. I'm not saying not to do that. That was not my point, right?
No. I'm just saying that in alignment with exactly what you're saying, I want to start doing that because I don't want people to be taken out of the moment.
Yeah.
But I do want those moments to look back on and say,
exactly.
Wow,
that's my exact
really
point.
Cool.
Yeah. But I'll never, next time someone does this at, like, a family dinner, they're like, wait, let me take a picture of the food. They're getting a right Mike Tyson hook.
But I also love photography too. So it's a double whammy.
No, dude, like I can't stand the people on Snapchat who have to document everything.
No,
but they're
I know that.
Look what I got for my birthday.
Chris, when we, the thing,
you know what I mean? Like,
the difference,
maybe the food's not bad. I was kind of kidding.
No, I know. But the difference is when we were at that Jack Harlow concert, I think we were both having a great time. And the only time we pulled our phones out was to make, like, funny videos.
Yeah.
Everyone else.
Yes, that's a great
point. It
was
insane.
Everyone had their cameras out. I had my camera out not to, like, put it on my story because I was sending videos to my friends and be yelling at Jack Harlow crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, get over here.
And.
Like.
And I just can't remember taking my phone out, but it really struck me that everyone...
No, you're right.
It feels like everyone's doing it for someone else.
You're exactly right.
So I don't know. But let's get into our philosophy segment before we get too
deep. Yeah, we already got deep, so let's just keep it going.
Yeah. So, Chris, this is your week. You brought this question. Let's hear it.
Yeah. So I asked a little bit different than our other questions. Our other questions were a little more existential.
Yeah.
This is more of a question that'll just, you know, be particular to us and we'll branch off.
Sure.
But... I said, what's your biggest failure, and what did you learn from that experience? I'm sure we both have a lot. Some we might not want to talk on here, some we might. But I thought it would be cool for us to, you know, open up and tell some things, maybe.
Let me start it off by saying this. I think failure and trauma are in the same boat, but I want to say that I heard this great quote, which is trauma affects you in proportion to how much of your worldview it breaks.
Exactly. That's kind of where I thought your quote was going
to
go.
So there's not, it isn't like, especially with failure too, it's not like something huge has to happen, but something even little can happen. It can just affect you in a massive way.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%.
So there's been a lot of stuff like that, mostly regrets of things maybe I said or.
Yeah. No, me too.
As a dumb teenager. But you have to learn from it. That's the only way forward.
Yeah.
And if anyone's trying to pull you back into that, you just got to let go. Wait, what is it? Live and let go.
We talked about this last week. Yeah, like, just, honestly, you know thyself better than anyone else. Like,
I will say this. I'll start us off. I started, there was a business, Steve Glitz, if you're listening. Steve and I, we called it Steve Squared Business. It is not a failure yet because we're still, it's on hiatus, we'll say. But I think it was two summers ago, we were really posting every day. And I'm not going to lie, some of the stuff you look back on and it's cringe, but you learned a lot. Like those videos that you, those pictures that you see of like, what's the not, you know, break free of the 9-to-5 hustle. We were making those just because we wanted to start a business.
Yeah.
And I would hand out flyers for an ad agency that we had no idea what we were doing, but we were building skills, and I was, it really took a lot for me to do that.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's kind of what I took away from this podcast.
Yeah. And what I learned from that is follow through with everything you start, no matter how long it takes. I am very confident. I have this business idea that I think, Steve, if you're listening again, will fit really well together in taking on. So Steve Square Business is not dead. It's on sabbatical, as Norm would say.
Yeah, no, I agree. I like that a lot.
So follow through with everything you start, no matter however, how long it takes.
I hate those posts about like...
Oh, dude, looking back... I'm going to show you after the podcast.
Like those ones that will be like quit the 9-to-5... And, like, I like the ones that are memes now that'll be like, quit the 9-to-5. You read one to me yesterday, and then what did it say?
It said...
it was a side hustle, right?
It said crazy side hustle, passive income. And it was a picture of Gary Vee, and there were four steps. The first one was go to your local patient database, hack into it for the hospital, pick out someone that has critical Alzheimer's disease, go to their house and tell them that they're your son, you're their son or daughter, and then ask for birthday money every day.
Yeah. That was hilarious. I like that a lot.
And someone in the comment was like, I've never seen passive income like this before.
Yeah, that's great. Like, because like some of the stuff's like, dude, like you don't need to quit your 9-to-5. Like you can work a 9-to-5 and have a good life. Like I just hate that shit. Like,
if you want
to
look at some stuff that Steve and I created and meet, Matt Stumpo was on board too.
Really?
He was our producer. We will be back, but it's funny. I want to look back to
that
show.
You're on a hiatus, bro. You're on a sabbatical, right?
I also have another point to go into, but do you want to take yours first?
No, you can go. I mean, we're just here for a good time, not a long time. Right?
Factomundo. I, for a while, felt like I was just an idea guy. Like, I had all these ideas and never could follow through. And that was not a great place to be in because it felt like I had so much potential, but I didn't know how to follow through with it. So all the failures there led me to this podcast and led me to making a short film and led me to getting on stage for stand-up and, like, all this stuff. So it's just awesome to not give up and to use your failures as fuel.
Yeah.
And no matter how you think, like, oh, I don't execute on anything, you can change things because now I think I execute well.
Yeah. Plus you're 22. Like, I don't even like Gary Vee that much, but, like,
yeah.
Didn't he, like, not really become too successful until he was, like, in his 40s?
Until he was almost 50, yeah.
Yeah, like 45, whatever. Yeah. So, I mean.
You're on your timeline, and your timeline is going to take as long as it takes.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Like, that's my biggest problem. I'm just all, like, compare myself to people I don't even know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, there's like 16-year-olds who like are millionaires.
Yes.
Like if we do that, like you'll never be happy in life.
I know.
Sometimes you got to sit back and just be happy at the things you've accomplished. Like now I just compare myself to myself, right? Like am I a better version than I was yesterday, right?
Boom.
That's all you really should be doing.
Yeah. I took a lot of the stage, so take it away.
No,
what's
dude,
your
you're
biggest
good.
Failure?
Mine are a little more like lighthearted and funny, but I wrote one of my biggest failures is not caring about school at all until college. But within that failure, I learned a lot because high school, I never cared. Middle school, I never cared, like, at all. I'm talking, like, bare minimum. Like, I got all right grades, but I just never cared to pay attention.
Yeah.
And then I came to college, and, like, I kind of wanted to go to, like, do something post-grad, right? Like mm-hmm. law school or something. So I took it really serious, and, like, I learned so much about myself and that, like, I'm actually graduating summa cum laude, the highest.
Woo!
Top 1% of my class.
Let's go.
You know what I mean? And I'm just saying, like, I learned a lot from it. That's not going to mean I'm successful or anything. It was just something that I wanted to accomplish, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I, like, proved myself wrong that I could do it. So I thought that was cool. So, like, I could take that failure from, you know, all the way up until I was 18 and just, like, bury my head in the sand. Or instead, I took 4 years and really, like, worked my ass off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I learned, like, work smarter, not harder sometimes, too. And you can still get the same output. So.
Okay, let me just say this, Chris. It's been a real pleasure to experience that shift in you.
Yeah.
It's been a real pleasure to,
for the both of us
to have that experience. Yeah. I mean, selfishly, I have a podcast host that knows his stuff and is a really good talker, so and is smart. So it's like,
for sure. We work out really well together.
But I think back to high school, Chris, and I'm like, what, paying attention in high school, what does that even mean? I actually think nothing should be switched there, because I got good grades all throughout school, and I'm slacking here at the end of college because I have a bunch of other projects and work.
Yeah, dude. If you wanted to, you could do the same.
Well, you get my point. You have to do it. And you do, and it's crazy to see how serious you took the LSATs, how serious you take school.
Yeah.
It's not crazy, but it's just like, I really think your journey was your journey.
Exactly.
I don't think it should have been any other way.
Exactly. It goes person to person. You know what I mean? Like, my goal is to run this podcast
into the ground.
Yeah, or into the ground. Either way, but, you know, get this podcast going, and I don't even need any of that schooling for anything.
Yes.
But I don't regret it. I learned so much. Like, now I have, like, one less rock for a brain.
Yeah.
Right? Because I had a couple rocks up there before. I'm trying to
eliminate. Well, we all do.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, so, like my point is, like, you can take those failures and things that you think are failures and literally spin them into something, a positive, right?
Yeah. Yep, yep.
And then another, I had a funny one. I wrote blowing my poo money, guys. If you don't know what that is, this one's really lighthearted. I know usually we're getting deep, but poo was the pandemic unemployment assistance. Literally everyone I know who wasn't working got this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say I'm not going to say the amount of money for my own.
Don't say it.
So the IRS doesn't come after me. But let's just say I got an exorbitant amount of money for my age from them. Over an extended period of time.
Sure.
And I paid off like one small like $5,000 loan, but the rest went to vacations, golf clubs, and my junior year summer, I took the whole time off to just pretty much golf/junior year summer.
Yep.
So, listen, I learned a lot at a young age. Now I am very frugal, so I guess I'll take that positive. But the rest, I mean, guys, I mean, I could have been a big step into retirement early. You know what I mean? If I just threw that in like a Roth or something.
I love how you said, I'm not going to mention the amount. You've maybe done it worse.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, actually. It was a lot of money.
But you know what, Chris? When this starts taking off and we're making a lot of money, we're going to be so much better at handling it.
Dude,
it's
that's
insane.
My point. What I learned from that is a lot. I learned, it actually made me learn about finances. Yes. Like, the whole, like, winter break, I actually just read a ton of finance books and learned so much about what I want to do with any amount of money I get now. So, like, all these things that I think are failures, I could just think about what me and you both learned from those things we just talked about, right? Like, you learned about just even the beginning of starting a business, how to get over the hump, making posts.
Yes.
Like, I learned about just that I can do anything I put my head down and how to not be a dumbass with my finances. I mean, it's pretty crazy what you can learn from failing as opposed to being babied your whole life or being successful in everything, right?
Just reframe it. That's the big point is, take the hand you've been dealt and reframe it.
Dude, exactly.
That's
I couldn't
it.
Say it better.
Just take it and be and if you start reframing it positively, it'll be insane how much you can pull from that.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%.
So yeah, I thought I always loved the philosophy segment, but
I love it. We really get deep and it was fun. So.
And the listeners' questions are starting to get there too.
Yeah.
I mean, we've always talked about this. It's gonna end up being a philosophy podcast with And we just make comedy out of that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Especially, we're going to start bringing people on, interviewing people.
Yeah, so you guys will just have to hear us talk.
Yeah, because we do appreciate you sticking with us for 33 episodes now. But we will say this, probably right after we graduate, next week is the graduation episode. The week after we graduate, we'll start having people on.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
I love it.
Okay, but, you know, it's not all philosophy. We got some comedy.
We're back. Our top fives. We always love our... Last week was our favorite top five.
And I really like this one, too. Not as much as last week.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going
to
talk it down.
It's a lot to hype it up after last week, but it's a good one. We got some funny things, right?
Yeah. It's our top five things you do and immediately regret after. It's what it is.
Yeah. And I think I'll go this week first.
You are going first, yeah.
We just keep kind of going back and forth.
He'll go 5-1.
Yep. So, guys, my number five, I wrote, like, yelling/getting in an argument with your parents. Like, especially, like, one where you might say something that's hurtful or, like, you're just trying to dig in because, like, you know, they just pissed you off, right? And you always go up to your room and you're sitting there and you're reflecting and you're, like, and, you know, your parent leaves the house. You're, like, damn, like, what if they don't come back and, like, I never got to say sorry. Like, you start really thinking and you're, like, damn, I messed up. Like,
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the worst, I feel like.
No one ever feels good after those fights.
No. But me and my parents always, they always come home, or we always, like, end up apologizing. And, you know, it's always not so bad. But.
Yeah. Something I love is I try to do it. I don't always do it. Not at all. But trying to treat every interaction like it might be the last time you talk to the person.
Yeah, no, for sure. You listen a lot more. That's a maturity thing, right?
Listen a lot more. You love a lot more. And you're present.
Yeah.
But no, I agree. That is fun. Like, you regret it immediately after, especially when you slam the door.
No. The slam the door is when shit is for real.
You're like, what am I doing, really?
Yeah, really, though. You kind of, like, bust the door up a bit.
I'm angry because they got the knockoff brand of Fruit Loops. Like, yeah. Is this really valid?
I guess I was angry freshman year of high school, man. Like, I lost a Madden game and put, like, my fist through a wall.
That's just how it is.
That's insane looking back at it.
That's a failure that
I don't know the last time I was angry.
Me neither.
Like, I don't actually get... I mean, you know, you get angry at little things, but, like, nothing, like, no rage. Maybe it was that box of cereal and the bench in 300-something pounds. Like, maybe it was just getting in my head.
Yeah, it was really getting to me. That's one big thing, Chris, I'll say about, like, eating healthy and taking better care of your body.
Yeah.
It's like, holy crap, what is there to be angry about? It's just stuff to be happy about.
Yeah, and, like, holy crap, I thought, like... People get prescribed all these drugs because they're this and that.
Yeah.
And, like, I thought I would, like, have to get prescribed something because I have, like, low energy and all this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
No. I tweaked my diet, and, like, I feel fantastic.
Yeah.
And I can always make it better, but I feel great. I have all this energy.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's
beautiful. But, you know, maybe we'll have a diet podcast too, guys.
We will. We will.
We love talking about
There's so much that we're passionate about talking about, which is why I know we're going to make it.
Yeah. I agree, dude. My number four... I said, when someone asks you for help on something that's easy and you say sure, I'm like talking about like you got like an aunt or uncle. They're like, yeah, could you like help me on this date and, you know, just like move a couple things. Meanwhile, it turns into a whole day venture. They don't even get you a sandwich.
No.
You know what I mean? You're busting your back, blowing your back out.
You're basically on a 24-hour fast unintentionally. You're carrying a 300-pound table that they didn't tell you had plexiglass in it.
You know, I'm going to shout out your grandma because when we move stuff for her.
Efficient.
Oh, efficient. And she pays us. I mean, it's great.
It pays?
You can't beat it. I mean, especially in high school. We're in high school, so like I'm a freshman in high school.
$20.
$20. I was jumping up and down.
Yeah.
I was like,
doing jumping jacks.
I was kneeling by my bedside at night saying that like this is a sign that things are going to be great.
I remember distinctly, we shoveled snow one time, and we both came home with $70 after like 3 hours of work. I legitimately
I was
rich.
Yeah, no, I really did too. One house gave us $65, and me and Steve thought we ran the biggest pyramid scheme of all time.
We were about to pitch.
We shoveled for 5 minutes, and they started helping.
Yeah,
and it took 10 minutes.
And you must have thought we were NFT salesmen.
Oh my god, dude. Like, two little kids, we were probably, like, 5'2", knocking on the door.
You need help.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was great.
It's always those ones that are like, oh, it takes 5 seconds. I'm the king of this. I say, oh, it takes 5 seconds.
Oh, my God, yeah, we all do it.
But
you always regret, you're like, damn, I shouldn't have said yeah.
Yeah.
But we all say yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Number three, this one's bad. I said, letting a secret someone told you slip.
It's awful.
Like, do you ever, like, you'll just accidentally be like, yeah, like you know, blah, 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 this. And, like, you're like, oh, shit, I wasn't supposed to say that. And they're like, I never heard that.
Yeah.
Now you got them questioning you, like, you feel bad, you're conscious, like.
You're caught up in the conversation, you're like, oh, yeah, I heard they hung out last week. You're like,
yeah, no, that's the worst. Or it's like, did you hear about blah, 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 the parents? And they're like, no, they're like, no. Like, oh, shit.
This is why Robert Greene is so right when he says, always say less than necessary.
I have been trying to listen to that man. Honestly, he teaches me the best lessons. Because sometimes when I'm blabbering on, I'll let some crazy stuff slip, and it's not good. It doesn't end up well for me.
No. But, yeah, when someone the worst is when someone confided in you.
And you feel bad after, too. I always feel bad.
You didn't even mean to say it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, should I tell them I told someone? No, it's not going to get back to them. It always gets back to them. And then you get the text that's like, It's like a long.
Yeah, I heard you were blabbering your mouth.
And you know, you're like, oh, so I do this, right? Yeah. I hung out with this person all the time. I'm like, it's not like that, man.
It was an accident.
It's not like that.
My number two, and boy, can I relate to this one. Sending a drunk snap to a girl you've been nervous to slide in with.
Ooh, I don't know.
I know all my boys have been doing it. Everyone does this. If you're single, you've done this. You know, you have a few drinks that night. You come home, you're confident. You think you can get with anyone? You're, like, snapping people, like, hilarious stuff, and you wake up, and you're, like, you open your Snapchat, first thing I do now, and I'm, like, Jesus, Lord have mercy, I need to go to church and repent for my sins.
I've had a girlfriend for a while, so I don't really relate to this, but what I do sometimes is go on the Snapchat stories, and I'll be lit, right? And I just start swiping up and saying, responding to it like they sent it to me, and
I know what you mean.
And I see 15 sent messages. I'm like, why did I think that was funny?
Sometimes I'll literally wake up surprised and be like, I actually snapped them. Like, I actually won't even know what I sent them, which makes me more nervous. But I don't really drink much at all anymore.
No, me neither.
It's not really a problem, but it is funny. It's something funny.
It is funny in the moment.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are funny in the moment, but...
Here's number one, and man, this is another one I have some trouble with, or I've had trouble with.
Yeah.
When your girl's in an argument with someone and you accidentally agree with the opposing person, you're like, what? I don't really think it's that bad. She's like, what?
You what?
She's like, great. Get your shit and move it outside.
See,
you ain't sleeping in this bed. Then I'm like, you're in my house.
See, you know what? I struggle with this because there's a lot of times that it's my fault. It's my fault because people, when they confide in you and tell you stuff, sometimes they just want to be heard.
I know, and you don't even have to agree. They just want you to just be like, oh yeah, just say I understand. But I think me and your problem is me and you we play devil's advocate a lot.
Too much.
Like not in a bad way. Like we just like to see both sides of things.
Yes, because it helps me stay calm. But I'm like, okay, I'm also not taking into account what that person's going through.
Right.
And I'm like,
right,
man, this is something you regret. Me left. You're like, well, did Samantha text you that she was coming? And she's like,
or like maybe she's having a bad day.
Right, because I'm just in I'm in Candyland.
Right, I'm having a great day.
I'm in Candyland over here.
Dude, that's great. But yeah, that's the one that'll have you sleeping on the sofa for a week.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're just sitting there like.
And then somehow you're like apologizing. You're like, when, like, you shouldn't even be involved in this thing.
No. And you're sitting there like, couldn't have just said, Samantha sucks. Yeah. That's all I had to say. I didn't have to mean it.
I can't be in a relationship anymore, man. I'm done with the apologizing. I don't give a shit anymore. Like, I just don't care. Like, if I actually did something wrong, but, like, I find a lot of times I'm just apologizing.
Yeah.
For quite frankly, I don't even think I did anything. Like, I'll be like, I'm just going to look at a girl, like, walking by or something, and you're getting like, right, because I don't look great anymore.
Right, because here's the bachelor.
Yeah.
Walking around and looking nice.
I'll make a joke at another girl last. She's like, right, you turn into a comedian.
Kevin Hart, everybody.
Yeah. She's like, give it up. He's single now. Hope you had fun. I'm like, dude, relax, man. I make jokes about everything.
That is great.
That was good.
Okay.
I'm excited to hear yours. I like yours a lot.
Whew. Okay, so I probably did this first one, this number five, way too many times on this podcast. But just when you laugh way too loud.
Mm.
Like, especially when it's around people you don't know and someone says something funny, you're like,
Yeah, that or like when you laugh at your own joke and no one else laughs.
And then you're sitting there like, huh. I am a loser.
That's part of my insanity, though. Sometimes I'll say something to myself in my head and start laughing.
No, I don't regret laughing to myself that much.
Yeah, like that's pretty insane. If you can make yourself laugh, that's crazy.
It's great. It's fantastic. You have a skill.
Funny. Yeah.
But when I'll be like laugh, or when you do something, just when your body almost has a tremor or like you just go like this, you're like, and then everyone's like looking at you.
Random thought, but you know what the best thing ever is when like you and your friends are like laughing at something like the laugh where like it actually hurts.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I haven't had that in a little while, but when you have it, I mean, I don't care. That's better than anything.
Oh,
that's
best feeling
so
in the world.
So funny when you're like literally like can't breathe because you're laughing.
It's best feeling in the world. The best were those TikToks where it's like the teacher talking about a serious subject. And then you look at your boy, and it's a picture of Donkey. Like,
oh, my God. Yeah. Those are really good. Those are really good.
So my first one's laughing out. My number five is laughing way too loud. My number four is when you try to look cool dancing.
Oh, man. I think as white guys, we can admit we do this a lot.
Dancing, you just have to commit, or you shouldn't, or you don't.
Yeah.
But when I'm, like, at a party, and then I'm like, can we leave?
This is part of the thing where I just don't give a shit anymore.
No, I know. Like, I'm the same way.
It's starting to get bad, though. Like, I really just don't care.
No, like,
I know I'm not a good dancer, but, like, I'll have a drink and just have a good time.
But what's key is we're not trying to look cool.
That's true, though. We're actually just trying to, like, make everyone feel comfortable while probably making them uncomfortable.
Yes.
Like, by our dancing.
I'm like, come on.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm like doing, like, the limbo. There's not even, like, a stick.
And they're like, whoa, yo.
This is the best dance we've ever created, dude. If you're watching on YouTube, That's the best answer you've ever created.
The little this. I'm like,
that,
what?
Like, what's this one? Like, this one? Like, that is bad. Yeah. I'll never do that.
But no, like, at the Jack Harlow and Sway Lee concert, I would just be like this.
Oh, my God. I just had my hand up, and I was just yelling.
And then I'm like, what am I doing? So I just pivoted from that quick. Oh, my third one is starting a podcast.
Oh, man. Yeah, boy, do I regret it. I mean, every week, I mean, I could be doing anything right now. I have to pee. I wish I ate lunch. I mean, I could be on my way home because we're moving home for good soon.
Yep.
I mean, there's so many things I could do. I could probably be doing the paper I have due today. Right
oh,
now.
Yeah, same here. Same
but
here.
But we're putting it out for all you guys.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this is it just comes down to this is what we know we want to do, and we know it's hard. Tough luck. Do it. It's just what it is. And I also want to talk about, like, every time we put out a podcast, it's technically a success and a failure. We learn something from something we failed at, and we learn. I thought you were trying to show me something.
No.
We learn something from something we failed at during it. We're like, for example, we'll be like, oh, dude, the lighting looks a lot better in this one. Yeah, but we also have to make sure that there's not as many dry spells in it. Like, just stuff like that. It's you find the successes, you celebrate them quick, and then you look for the failures, but you don't sit with them. You just say, okay, let's improve.
Yeah, I mean, at least I like to justify it. At least I consider this. I don't go to therapy, so I consider this my therapy, guys.
Okay.
Where I just tell you all the bad things I've done, and you guys get a good laugh at it.
Yeah,
and
go ahead.
We talk about some existential things, and I do like that. So.
Okay, so my number two, and also the podcast one is a joke. We are very glad we saw this podcast.
Yeah, we're
just kinda joking. Number two.
Sure we are, yep.
Yep. Number two of things you do and immediately regret after, messing up a handshake.
Yeah. No, that
just
I hate that.
Sucks, man.
Yeah.
Like, I have this joke written, which I'm going to tell everybody.
Sorry.
I'm going to tell everyone now, and it's one of my favorite ones. So if you see me at a stand-up comedy, just pretend it's the first time you heard it. But it's like white dudes that just met trying to get a good handshake.
Yeah, like a good that dap up.
Is like playing rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
It's like one of them goes in with the pound. Other one's got, a high five. They're like, all right, I guess.
Someone's messing with you and comes in with like three fingers like this.
Yeah, someone tries to give you a shoulder bump, and you're just going head, so you're just knocked out clean.
I try to dap you up, and I somehow grab your forearm.
And then when you get it right, you're like, what, is this a tie? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Messing up a handshake stinks because it really is tough to bounce back from that.
You know what I don't like? Like, I'm all for a firm handshake, but, like, I don't like the dudes who literally, like, get, like, a vice grip on your hand. Like, I'll just go in for a nice handshake, and some dudes, I swear to God, I had someone one time tell me, like, they practiced their handshake, and I was like, dude, I'm not going to say who, but I'm like, dude, you are a weirdo.
Bruh,
like, dude, like, just go in for a normal handshake.
Just make it
like,
firm. Like this. Just firm.
Yeah. But no, I'm talking, like, someone I know, like, literally gave me the firmest handshake where they, like, at a certain point, my hand was, like, squeezing and it was, like, folded. And I was like, dude, like, are you for real right now?
What's
like,
wrong with
I
you?
I know I don't have that weak of a grip, but, like, what are you doing?
I don't, dude.
They're, like, arm wrestling. What's that scene? It's
from,
like, Arnold
that.
And
I'm
someone
taking
else.
That.
And I forget, like, it's, like, I forget what it was about, but like,
is it the one where they go like this?
They go like this,
and they're both jacked.
And then like Arnold, they're both jacked, and Arnold starts like arm wrestling him. It's like a joke.
Oh yeah.
So he's like, "What? You losing it,
dude? That's funny. I'm gonna write that because I'm gonna bring that on stage when I'm talking about that.
The arm wrestling.
How some dudes just almost want to arm wrestle.
Yeah, no, that actually is pretty funny.
My number one is trying to hype up a crowd.
Oh my God,
it's just like
that's some high school stuff too.
It's like you're like, give it up for the blue team. And then you sit there, you're like, and especially if they don't react.
Oh my God, yeah. See, I was spirit captain, guys, in high school, so I had a lot of familiarity with this. I can say this now, actually, for spirit night, dude. I would, I probably shouldn't have been there. I think I had what's that called? Like, oh, I think I had the flu.
You probably had COVID before COVID was a thing.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's pretty much what I had. I was sick as a dog, had no voice, and I'm like. Yeah!
I remember
spitting
that.
Spitting all over people. I could barely talk, but
dude.
It's so awkward.
And like,
I just went to spring night this year and I got secondhand embarrassment because I know I was the idiot, like getting people to yell those chants, like BLU.
Bees up. And I think back, Chris, to the shout out to TTP.
Oh, yeah.
I was,
that's
so
a good one.
Here's the context, guys. I was up on stage. I'm giving my speech for trying to be like vice president or treasurer or secretary. If you showed me that speech today, I'd probably try to kill the kid that wrote it. It was me. I was the kid.
Yeah.
I'm up there, and we have a group chat called TTB, which is Trust the Process. And in that group chat, everyone said, Steve, you better shout us out during the speech. And I'm like, I'm nervous as hell. I'm like, all right, bet, guys. I got you. You better go loud, though. I get up there. I'm saying the speech. I say, before I really get into it, guys, I'm like stuttering, nervously talking. I say, I gotta give a shout out to TTP.
Literally,
you could have heard
silent
a pin drop.
It was crickets. No one cheered. I would have cheered if everyone else did, but I was honestly got like some secondhand embarrassment. Like I was getting ready to like do something to throw off people because
that might be my biggest failure.
Shout out to TTP.
And my voice is very, very high at this point.
Yeah.
And man.
And your voice just cracked too, which made it funnier.
Yep. You could have. I swear to God.
Yeah, I literally remember looking around like no one even like had a visceral any form of reaction.
In my head, I was like, "This is where it ends." That's where it all ends. You could have seen tumbleweeds coming through the auditorium aisles.
Oh, man.
I mean, someone definitely...
I'll tell you one to counter yours.
If I gave it 5 more seconds, someone would have pulled up a cricket noise on their phone.
Dude, like, in like Egan guys, we had this bandit who, like, ripped, like toilet sinks off the wall, so our buddy went up there and, like, called him out. And then for some reason, like, for some odd reason, like, part of the plan was to go up there and sing the alma mater, and, like, for some reason, I was one of the four people who, like, they asked to do it, and, like, just being in front of the whole school, jumping up and down, singing the alma mater, like,
yeah,
like, had to be one of the cringiest things I've ever done.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't, like, singing, like, we were singing, like, seriously, like, we were, like, singing, like, Mad Men.
But it's not your fault. They should be, like, people that don't get involved with that stuff are lame, but also it's really tough to get involved because it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh, man, that top five actually almost matched that.
Fire.
I actually thought it was really funny. I had a good time with it.
Fire, 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 yeah. Fire.
And, guys, we have kept you long enough. We had a long podcast this week, so I'm just going to end it with a quote like we usually do. And this is one of my favorite from Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
You guys probably know the movie. If it ain't that piece of paper, there's some other choice they're going to try and make for you. You got to do what Randall Pink Floyd wants to do, man. Let me tell you this. The older you get, the more rules they're going to try to get you to follow. You just gotta keep living, man. LIVIN.
LIVIN. Take care, guys.
See you guys next week.